أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين كفروا أعمالهم كسراب بقيعة يحسبه الظمآن ماء حتى إذا جاءه لم يجده شيئا ووجد الله عنده فوفاه حسابه والله سريع الحساب. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 39 of Surah An-Nur. In the previous few ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about those who accepted this nur and this guidance from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke glowingly about them, the sale, beguile them, distract them, and their concern is the day of Qiyamah. In this ayah and going forward, the next ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the condition of the disbelievers, those who did not accept this nur from Allah, those who rejected and turned away from this light and guidance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They are primarily of two types. One would be that they have some concept of akhirat. They have some concept of the hereafter, the day of reckoning. And they have an anticipation, despite the fact that they disbelieve, they have an anticipation that on the day of Qiyamah, the day of reckoning, Allah Rabbul Izzat will look towards them favorably. Whilst the second group don't even believe in Qiyamah, they've rejected Allah and they've rejected this entire aqeedah and belief of Qiyamah. So regarding the first group, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ. That those who disbelieve, the condition of their deeds will be like a mirage in a barren land. We all understand this concept in the desert, that in the distance it will seem as though the glowing shining sand is water, and hence a person goes towards it. And here Allah Rabbul Izzat is speaking about that concept, that they see this mirage, they see what they perceive as water. يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً. Then the ظَمْآن, the thirsty person, he thinks and he perceives it to be water. Some ulama have expressed that here Allah is giving the example of a person that is lost. All his resources, whatever his provisions were, have all been depleted. There's no food, there's no drink, there is nothing. Now it is not just thirst, but it is extreme thirst. And now the person reaches the stage of desperation, and he thinks that this is water. Hatta idha ja'ahu lam yajiduhu shay'an. Until he approaches it, he comes to it, and he does not find it to be anything. In other words, there is no water. Obviously, there is thirst, there is suffering, there is also disappointment, and the person does not get what he wants. So similarly, Allah is giving the example of these people that have some concept of akhirat, but they have rejected the major portion of akhirat. They've rejected Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They do good in this world. Sometimes they may be giving out charities, humanitarian work, whatever good they do, they do. And they have this hope, there is an anticipation, but obviously they have not brought iman in the akhirah. Before we go forward with the ayah, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in one hadith that that person that believes in akhirat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant him his full reward in akhirat. And that person who does not believe in akhirat but he does good works, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah will pay him so fully in this world. He will be fully paid, fully remunerated. Allah will compensate and Allah will grant him his reward in this world in such a manner that there will be nothing left for him in the hereafter. So here now, Allah Ta'ala changes the scene and Allah says when he comes to to Allah on the day of Qiyamah, وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ, he will find Allah by him. In other words, now the reality of Akhirat will strike him. The qada, the decision of Allah Ta'ala will be made. فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابًا, but Allah has already given him his hisab. Allah has already made hisab with him in this world. Allah has already granted him, so he will find nothing. So this is the condition of a disbeliever. For us also, Allah give us all ikhlas and sincerity. Many people, many of us do much good work. But the very important aspect is ikhlas. Ikhlas and sincerity only for the sake of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran. Allah ta'ala does not count our deeds, but Allah will weigh our deeds. And the heaviness of the deeds is the ikhlas and the sincerity with which we do things. Wallahu sari'u al-hisab. And Allah is swift at reckoning. In other words, Allah ta'ala needs not open any computer. Allah ta'ala needs not open any spreadsheet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very swift. Allah ta'ala's accounting is such that not even seconds, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows what the situation of a person is. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.